This is Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to continue our study in the book of the Revelation, and we've been in it for quite some time. And we left off yesterday in the 17th chapter. If you'd like to read along with us, the 17th chapter of the book of the Revelation, let's read it again. I tell you, it's so hard to get out of this book. And once you get into it, there's just so much to it. Now, chapter 17, verse 1, and one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and spoke with me, saying. Now, this is an instance in the Bible where the angels of God that had the seven bowls of judgment came and personally spoke to John. Now, this is quite an experience. We see the bold judgments of chapter 16, and this same angel that came with some of the bold judgments, who had the seven bowls, came and spoke with John, saying, "Come here, I shall show you the judgment of the great harlot." Now, this is a point in time, a great point in time. It's a great historical point. She sits on many waters, a lot of different peoples, and a lot of different countries. Sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed acts of immorality, and those who dwell on the earth were made drunk with the wine of her immorality. In other words, they were deceived. They committed spiritual adultery, fornication. They ran away from God. They drifted away. They made their own religion. And now it's time for accountability. This great whore. "And he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman." See, this is John. The angel is carrying him away in the spirit, not necessarily in the flesh, but carrying him away in the spirit into the wilderness. Why in the wilderness? Well, maybe this is just something that the angel was told to tell, take John. "And I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast." This is the great whore. This woman sitting on the scarlet beast. Remember, we've talked about this numerous times. Singular, meaning millions of people. Great whore, millions of people. Perhaps in my opinion, the Islamic religion, the Islamic political system, Islamist political system is what I believe this is, a great part of this, the Islamist religious group. They're full of blasphemous names. Having seven heads and ten horns, they've been around a long time. False religions have been around for years and years. And this is what this indicates. They've been here. They've tried to manifest themselves to the Antichrist with Satan. Have not been successful thus far. But in this case, they will. I hate to admit it. But in this particular case, in the last days, perhaps after the church has been taken up, they will be successful, the Antichrist manifestation. But the beast will dump this woman. The beast will dump this woman at the end, because there'll be a day of reckoning. They'll keep their religion somehow. The Islamics will keep their religion because they are very dogmatic, and they will keep their religion. And in this case of the Antichrist system or the Marxist system versus Islam, in the last days, there'll be a fight and they'll be dumped. Now, the seven heads we spoke of yesterday being the seven world ruling empires from start to finish, and the ten horns being the 10 nations that give themselves over to the Antichrist as a completeness to the Antichrist system, in which they have to agree with this Antichrist system in order to buy or sell. Now, we're not positive if they are going to be, we're not positive if they're going to be the end times mark of the beast as we know it, tattoo, in other words. We're not sure if it's going to be a tattoo, a mark with the, or in the heart of man. And we're not sure if it's going to be on the forehead, perhaps in the minds of convincing and persuasion and in the hearts of the people. We're not sure of that. It could be, maybe not. I'm just putting that out till you'll know exactly. The woman was clothed in purple and scarlet, adorned with gold. Now, take a look at the Arabs that have the oil, that walk around like they're dressed up in this, in these, I don't know what kind of a garb you want to call it, but they're dressed up. And they think they're really something. And everybody's an infidel but them. Everybody's a sinner and an infidel. See, that's what religion does. It makes you so self-conscious and so self-absorbed that you have the truth and nobody else does. You have the truth. I'll tell you what, there's only one truth, and you got to bow down to it. That's Jesus Christ. And if you ain't got that, if you haven't got the truth of Jesus Christ, you have nothing. You may as well hang it up. But these Islamists, and the along with the rest of the false religions that think they're something, but they're not. They all are self-absorbed in what they think is the truth. But the truth is not in some new, brand new doctrine and or some prophet from that's died thousands of years ago. It's not in what he had to say. The truth is Jesus Christ. He is the truth, the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father except by him. That's the truth. Anything else is just nothing but pride. It's nothing but a pride trip. That's all it is. It's a pride trip. Oh, I don't know if the truth, or our prophet is the only true prophet. Oh, we have the new the new Christianity. We have the new truth. We have the whole truth. You peon Christians out there that don't have the real truth, we'll share it with you, and you can join our group if you want. You know, it's nothing more than a pride trip. That's all it is. You think you have the truth, and you've got some kind of a light that nobody else has. You're fooling yourself. You're on a pride trip, ready for a fall, and you're just ready to go anytime. That's the Babylon. That's the Babylon religion. Dress up fancy, fancy garb, put something on your head, and robes and whatever, and think that if you go into battle and die, suddenly you're going to go into paradise with 72 virgins. Now that's pride trip. That's a man-made religion, if I've ever had one, and saw one, or seen one. That's it. That's it. And there are copycats, even in the church today. There are copycats. You know, anytime you hear someone saying they're a prophet, or they have the fullness of the truth, look out. Look out, because you are about to be deceived, if possible. If it were possible, the very elect would be deceived. That's what the Bible says. Be very, very careful when they come to your door, knocking on your door, telling you about some new truth, or completion, or renovation, or a regurgitation, or whatever. They want to call themselves their new prophet, or their old prophet, or whatever. They will, chances are, will reject Christ. They might have the name Jesus Christ on their description. You won't see a cross on their church, though. You won't see the cross. You won't see the truth. You'll see something that disguised as the truth. Better be careful, because it's very, you know, the devil will appear as an angel of light. Angel of light. And he'll appear with these different things that appear to be, oh, this looks good. Oh, well, you know, you got the truth. Oh, this looks like, maybe it is. Oh, you got the reorganized truth. Look out. Look out. Because things are about to hit the fan, and it's not good. And they will give you so much prideful, distinctive information, such as if you swallow it, you're liable to fall. You're liable to fall. So be very, very careful. You know, the Bible says don't even invite such a one in your house. If they are coming in to share some doctrine that is not of God, that you know, as a Christian, you have discernment. If you know, you do not invite them in your house at all. Because why? Because you're inviting another spirit to come in. And that other spirit can deceive. A spirit of deception can deceive you. So if you invite them in, it's like inviting the devil in. and you're inviting something in that you may not want anything to do with, because it's very deceptive, delusional, and it will cause you to stumble if you're not careful. So be careful what you invite in your house. Babylon is going door to door. Babylon is wearing some kind of a regalia on their head. Babylon is not even really a church. They're a political system. They're a pride trip. Babylon is on a pride trip. And that is the truth. There's only one truth. The way and the truth and the life is Jesus Christ. And there's no, one man or one religion. They don't have the corner on truth. If they claim to have a corner on truth, they don't. They don't have a corner. They don't have anything of the truth. Because unless they're sharing Jesus Christ, Him crucified and rose from the dead, He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father except by Him. Not by ways of some new doctrine. Not by the elite system. The elite doctrine. The elite. So, Brother Hanson, you're just not accepting the true, true way. The true, true church. Look out. They're about to deceive. That's our time for today. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. krciradio.com. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. And call us. Let us know you're listening. KRCI Radio, 928-368-6766. Till tomorrow's broadcast, as Brother Hanson saying, study. Show yourself approved to God.